I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Air Force One departing right now, getting ready to run down that runway on with Donald Trump in it. The A-team with him, including Witkoff and Besant, going to meet Vladimir Putin. And historic moment. We'll get into why more in a minute, Lee. But everything we have covered this week is, the big stories anyway, is one story. Of all of the weeks, for all of this Russia collusion hoax stuff to come out, it's been going on for 2 weeks now. You think that timing's an accident? Think it's a coincidence?
Oh, there are no coincidences.
No, there are no coincidences. None. Well, what has come out? Well, if you look at the sum total of it from Putin's perspective, what did I say yesterday? What did I say this week? What did I say? We had a very historic day this week because we learned every single aspect of the Russia collusion story was fake. No exceptions. Russia did not hack our boards of elections. Think about the coverage of that. Remember under Joe Biden, they tried to, the Department of Homeland Security was floating the idea of, hey, we'll just go ahead and take over all the boards of elections. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll run them because Russia hacked them. Well, what do we learn this week? And this has been one of the biggest bombshells. It's gotten hardly any attention because there's just so much news this week, I think. Who hacked those boards of elections? Well, let's put it this way. Who came up with the data showing the Russians hacked the boards of elections? Who faked the data showing the Russians hacked the boards of elections? That would be the federal contractors that Hillary hired. Really? So they didn't do that? No, they didn't attack our board of elections. Well, but I read that the Washington Post and the New York Times got a Pulitzer because Vladimir Putin was giving Donald Trump marching orders via Alpha Bank. And Alpha Bank was talking to Trump Tower. Oh, that was fake, too. Where did that internet traffic come from? The federal contractors Hillary Clinton's campaign hired. How do we know that, whistleblower? Who knew? The FBI. Whole time from the beginning. So, excuse me. What did Russia do? I mean, we did accuse them of a coup, a quote, as Barack Obama said, act of war on the United States of America. What did they do? Nothing. Sure looked like a pretext for war, though, if you're Vladimir Putin and in response, Barack Obama parked tanks on your border. Didn't it? Yeah, it was probably pretty scary for them. And you watch six CIA bases open. But then the coup de grace, when we wreck your economy with our sanctions in retaliation for the very, very, very fake hacking that not only does Russia know that Hillary did, but Russia knows we know that Hillary did. And that is why Trump has to sit down with Putin today. And a lot of people confused. Why I'm getting texts. Why is Trump going to talk to Putin if they don't even have a deal? They got to straighten this out. They got to straighten this out. Let me tell you why they got to straighten this out, Lee. Again, we wrecked their economy with energy sanctions based on lies. The Senate voted 98-2, and the House voted 419-3. This happened in July of 2017. It was in retaliation for the cyber attacks by Hillary. But we blame them on Russia. We crippled their economy. You got to understand, their economy is based 60% on either carbon, energy, fertilizer made with the byproducts of natural gas. We wrecked their economy. We threatened them. We weaponized their border. All based on a lie. Who signed it? Trump. Putin doesn't quite trust Trump. Now, you and I both know, Lee, Trump had to sign that. He knew this was all bogus. He knew it, but he had no choice because they had so weaponized the American people with their lies. These two men have to sit down and have kind of like, you know what married couples have sometimes upstairs when the kids are downstairs, a come to Jesus meeting. You know what I'm saying? You just sort it all out. You got to dump it out. They have got to have this conversation without deep state hacks spying on them. The same people who did all of this. And what is so ironic about this, if you really understand this, these two men, Putin and Trump, are the number one, that's Trump, and number two, biggest victims of the deep state. And it nearly caused World War III. Pentagon calls it World War IV for some reason, but World War III. They consider the Cold War World War III. By the way, Russia is not the USSR. You have got to start with that understanding. This is not that country anymore. This is a different country. We need to get into the modern era and understand this country. But, Lee, Putin has had such success in Ukraine that he is so full of himself right now that he needs to stop, okay? And Trump's like, okay, we wronged you. We're sorry. But, dude, you need to pull up, okay? You need to pull out. And here, if you look at this from Putin's perspective, but also from the American middle class's perspective, because this is the real history of what's going on today. It is incredibly remarkable what is going on today. Watch what we did, okay? Joe Biden is owned by China, and Russia knows that. So what did these sanctions really do? Well, we sanctioned the energy market, forcing Russia to sell at deep discounts to China. We didn't sanction China for buying the Russian oil, did we? Why? Well, China wrote the right checks to the right people.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been in charge of the Russian economy for a very long time. Do you think Russia just wants to sell its oil at a deep discount to China? Why would we do that? Why would we not close the back door? Because China owned the Biden family. And that's what I've been screaming about the whole time. You remember when the International Monetary Fund League came out and said, the only people really, really, really hurt by these Russia sanctions, American middle class. Mm-hmm. Because if the Russian oil and the Russian natural gas, if it was on the markets, guess what happens to those prices? They come crashing down. But Russia still makes more money than they are selling out the back door to the only customer we have allowed them, and that is China. Do you understand the rage that would build up in Russia over this? The way they've had to live? The way they've had to 10% inflation? And we're on their border with tanks based on Hillary's lies and a million people are dead? They are enraged. And their rage is righteous. And we were on the verge. And then Biden cuts them off in 2022. No diplomatic relations, not even back channels. And then by the last minute after Trump wins, we are literally launching long-range missiles into Russia. Could have caused World War III. I was holding my breath the whole time. And then Trump has to spend his transition at Mar-a-Lago trying to prevent World War III or four, whatever you want to call it. So Putin doesn't trust Trump, and rightfully so, because Trump signed those sanctions. Putin also is a pragmatist and would have understood Trump had to sign those sanctions. Those sanctions need to come off. Now, here's what's fascinating. Look at the teams. Look at who's meeting here, okay? Because the thing the deep state does not want, the thing the Biden people do not want, the thing that China does not want, because Democrats tie the hip with China, they do not want a financial deal here. They do not want the end of cheap energy for China brought to you by the Democrat Party and these idiotic, hypocritical sanctions. And here's why. Because if we don't sanction China for buying that oil, as Trump has proposed, and natural gas, right? We don't sanction China, then what have we done? We have just provided China with a U.S. state-mandated cheap supply of energy with which to kick our ass industrially. And that is what Hunter Biden was paid for. So you've got to understand all of this to understand what's happening right now. Here's Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief. He's very upset about this, okay? And he would be. He would be, because he doesn't want peace. The CIA didn't want peace. Once you never leave the CIA. He's their goon who speaks on Fox.
Expect Putin to dangle options for strategic arms control,
yeah,
as well as reviving the economic relationship between our countries. It's noteworthy that Putin is bringing along the head of Russia's direct foreign investment fund, Kirill Dmitriev, with him. That he doesn't have a whole lot to do with the war in Ukraine, but he might have something to do with a post-war U.S.-Russia reset.
Yeah, and the
look who's talking. Witkoff, chief trade advisor. Bessent, chief trade negotiator and advisor. J.D. Vance, he serves with that team often. This is a trade deal. Now, imagine if we went from no more fake sanctions based on fake deep state lies to an actual financial partnership where Russia isn't going to put a toe over that border because they want to keep it. Russia can finally get protection and decouple from China. We get the rare earth minerals we want. Win, 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 win. It is the natural course of things and would have happened in history without the deep state's lies. And that is how we rein Russia in long term. They've always wanted to come in out of the cold. They always have, and we wouldn't let them. Now, Putin needs to knock it off. And Trump needs him to do something that is going to be so hard for him to do inside that country. Because you're going to see false flags that are going to come in from NATO. You're going to see attacks. You are going to see the heaviest bombing of the campaign by Ukraine and the Euroweenies without our help. And Putin has always responded to everyone killed inside of Russia and everything bombed inside of Russia. And he can't. He's got to hold his fire. Even though the oligarchs are going to demand it of him, because they're far more radical than he is. We'd be in World War IV if we listened to the oligarchs. Thank God Putin lived long enough. He's actually a moderate. The other ones are crazy. So they're criminals, too. So understand what's at stake here. Trump's got to say to him, you're going to get hit by Zelensky and the Euroweenies to try to keep this going. You have got to hold your fire. You cannot retaliate no matter what they do. And Putin's going to go, how are you going to control the deep state? You barely got control of it now. Legitimate point. And Putin's going to say, okay, you know what I want? You take those sanctions off. That's going to be tough for Trump. How do you get that through the House and the Senate when it's staffed with war hawk neocons who are all getting their campaigns funded by the supply line military contractors who really want the war to keep going in Ukraine on the ground because they've been supplying it the whole time? I don't know. But that's what's really going on. And I've never seen anything this fascinating. But here's the cool thing. I can't imagine the level of negotiation that it took for Vladimir Putin to trust Trump enough to put his foot on U.S. soil. He is risking assassination by the deep state. He's also risking arrest. He could not have done this under Joe Biden. So just doing that is an incredible risk for Putin. That's why he'll only go to Alaska, just right over the line so they can beat it back out of there. If There's an assassination attempt, a, you know, air-to-ground missile from a missile-fired, you know, shoulder-fired launcher. This is just about trust. And you know what Putin will learn from this? Does Trump have enough control of the deep state to keep Putin safe from the American deep state liars who did all of this for long enough for him to fly in, talk to Trump, and fly out? That's a test. We've never seen anything like this, folks. The meeting between the number one and number two victims of the deep state. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.